not a very good night. I think probably the biggest takeaway for me is I'm not doing a good enough job coaching because I don't have our guys ready. I don't have our guys playing the right way. So I'll take responsibility. It's not good enough.
Looking at UNH's game, they're playing the neutral zone on the forecheck. What were they doing that kind of shut you guys down?
Well, it started again in the first period with our breakouts. We just weren't executing. You know, we have a plan on our breakouts, and for whatever reason, we're not sticking to that plan. And it's veteran guys that know what we're supposed to do. And like I said, I got to do a better job. You know, so it's on me.
Do you feel like they were doing anything defensively that was giving you guys trouble? It seemed like they had a lot of blocked shots.
Yeah, listen, I give them a lot of credit. They played a great game. They played their structure very well. They played the what they thought could help them win the game, and it paid off for them. They put pucks behind. They had a really good forecheck. They won more 50-50 battles. They got pucks to the net. They got bodies to the net. They found a way to find rebounds. They did everything very well. So, yeah, they had a good plan.
Did you consider going with Henry Graham over Caron at some point in the game?
I thought about it, but I just, you know, I'm not going to put on the goalie, so I just figured I'd leave him in there.
A lot of freshmen on the class, how do you think they kind of dealt with their first adversity in conference play in college hockey?
I thought some of them handled it very well. I thought Aiden Celebrini arguably was our best player tonight. I don't know exactly how many minutes he got, but I noticed him every time he was out there, and I noticed him doing good things. So I think he handled it very well.
The expectations for you guys are obviously high, in part because you earned them and in part because they were thrust upon you. You were hard on yourself in your opening statement saying that you haven't coached them well enough. Do you think part of that was not preparing them for the fact that they are going to get, you guys are going to get everybody's best shot right out of the gate?
Yeah, I'm sure it's partly that, yeah. Maybe I should address it a little bit more. We've kind of tried to block out the noise on the outside. It didn't work up to this point, but the number one ranking is preseason. To me, it doesn't mean a lot now. I mean, that's not going to be it next week, so hopefully our guys, we lost now, so kind of reset and get back to what makes us a successful team. And right now, the way we're playing is it's going to be a long year if we continue to play like this.
So much is written and said about how competitive Hockey East is. Tonight, you had a front row seat. Exactly how, you know, a team with low expectations can, you know, beat a team with your high ranking. Does that give you a new perspective, maybe on just how competitive you've been involved in this league for many years?
No, I'm not surprised. I mean, this league is a tough league. Every night, you have to be on your game to win. I've seen that the last 2 years being a coach in this league. And there's a lot of good coaches. There's a lot of competitive players. And, yeah, you have to be on your game if you want to win in this league. And clearly that showed tonight.
Willander's debut, what'd you see from him?
I thought he was great. I thought he played really well. Another freshman, first game. He didn't even play last game. He was excellent tonight.
The turnovers really killed you guys several points during the game. What do you think led to those turnovers creating the UNH chances?
I don't know. I mean, you'd have to. That's a tough one. I mean, we were giving the puck to him a lot, so I don't know the reason behind that.
You had the 4-on-4 chance in the third period. I mean, you know, same amount of guys on the ice for both sides, but I mean, opening up the ice a little bit is probably what. You feel like that was like a good opportunity for you guys, just considering how you like to play and stuff? Or?
I mean, we can't be looking for like 4-on-4 and stuff like that. We got to figure out our 5-on-5 game. That's what we have to do. So we've been good in the past playing 5-on-5. Right now, we're not. So something that we need to address, and we'll get back to work.
One more.
You have U18 tomorrow, but then Notre Dame the next weekend. Just what's the main focus with not another Hockey East matchup before your next big competition?
My focus is just trying to figure out what the solutions are right now for this group. That's my biggest focus. Tomorrow night's an exhibition game, so you know, we can look at some different things. I don't know who's healthy and who's not. I don't know who's going to play. So we'll just kind of go from there. But you know, we got to start getting some things straightened out. And it can start tomorrow, just playing the game the right way. It doesn't matter if it's exhibition or not. And then, you know, hopefully have a good week of practice, because going out to Notre Dame is going to be a tough battle. They're very good at home, and we have to be ready for it.
Thanks, everyone. Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.